Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. Not A to Z, but A to Z, because we are here in Australia and we've opened up our anatomy and physiology textbook. We've gone to the index and we are still at the letter A. And today's term is abdominal muscles. Abdominal muscles. Matt.
You're in charge. Go for it.
Of course. Do you know why I'm in charge about talking about the abdominal muscles, Matt?
Because yours are defined.
And yours.
And you're defined.
Are absent. Thank you.
Undefined.
Undefined. Mm. Yes. Indefinable. So we're going to talk about the abdomen and the abdominal muscles. We've spoken about the abdomen before. Don't need to go through that.
Correct.
We know where that's
belly,
located.
Belly.
The belly. Yeah, that's probably all we should have done for that episode. Just said belly.
End of story.
Done. End of recording. But we're talking about the muscles associated with the abdomen. So the abdomen has obviously multiple boundaries. It's got an anterior boundary at the front. It's got the side lateral boundaries. It's got superior, inferior, and posterior boundaries. Mm. So we're going to talk about the muscles associated with each of these boundaries, and they're the abdominal muscles. A lot of the time, people just think of the anterior lateral abdominal muscles because they're the ones that we tend to work out in the gym, right? So I'm sure you're not comfortable with, you know, a sit-up, Matt, but that's okay. Not all of us are. But when you do a sit-up, you are crunching those anterior lateral abdominal muscles. So let's first go through those. If we start deep and then move superficial, The deepest anterior lateral abdominal muscle is the transversus abdominis.
Sounds good.
Did you know that?
Yep, I did.
Oh, you did?
I'm just pretending I didn't.
Oh, great. Oh, so that's
like
that's
I'm
the
surprised.
Character you're
yeah,
playing
that's
in
right.
this.
Whoa. TA.
So this is the deepest one. This transversus means transverse, so horizontal. It plays an important role in trunk stabilization and is the muscle that when you contract, it gives you that intra-abdominal pressure. That
right.
All these powerlifters and weightlifters talk about maintaining that intra-abdominal pressure to maintain the stability of the spine. Some people say that that's not the case.
Or but you lose, otherwise you might lose your viscera through
your anus.
Through holes.
All right. So the deepest is transversus abdominis. Next is rectus abdominis. And rectus means straight. And this goes from your ribs down to your pubis, straight down. And this is the muscle that has the various bulges associated with them. So it gives you the six-pack, or in my case, nine-pack that you see on people that just look ripped and fit like me. So
wouldn't it be eight? Where's the extra one?
Yeah, that's right. That's how much I work that muscle. And so
you're lopsided.
Your rectus abdominis is like a keg.
What's right? A keg?
A keg?
Some listeners won't know that term.
Are you sure?
Oh, I don't know.
They do.
Okay.
That's rectus abdominis. Let's move on. Then you've got the external and internal obliques. Okay. So here's the difference.
Because they're running obliquely.
That's right. So diagonally.
Okay.
And so let's start with the external obliques. what you need to know here is
hands in pockets.
What do you mean?
Put your hands in your pockets. Oh, that's the direction.
I like that. Yep. I actually never knew that, but that makes total sense. So with the external obliques, if you contract, let's say, the right external obliques, it's going to twist your trunk to the left, right?
Sorry.
Now, the difference – no, that was very good. Matt was sort of playing it out. He's never sort of contracted those muscles before, but he did it and it looked embarrassing.
I got a hernia.
Now, with the internal obliques, if you contract the right, it actually twists the body to the right.
Hands under armpits when you're cold.
You're great with these. Yeah. Very good.
Welcome.
So they're the anterior lateral abdominal muscles. Then if we look at the back.
Pyramid of Giza.
Sorry?
Pyramid of Giza.
What do you mean?
You forgot a muscle.
It's called the Pyramid of Giza muscle.
Pyramidalis.
The Khufu muscle.
Pyramidalis. Pyramidalis.
Pyramidalis. Okay, so what's that one?
Little one at the bottom of the rectus abdominis.
Right.
So it goes from pubic tubercle to Jessica Alba.
To the linear Alba.
Yeah.
Right, okay. What's its role? Same as rectus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sort of part of that.
I don't know how it has a huge – tenses.
Sorry?
It tenses the linear Alba.
Right, okay. Keeping it taut.
Yeah.
Taut Alba. All right.
So, which I think means white. Doesn't it? Alba?
It does, yes. All right, let's then go to the back. Let's go posteriorly. We've got the QL. What's that stand for?
Quadratus.
Yeah.
Lumborum.
Very good.
Shape, location.
Wow. Mm. So the shape is a quad.
A quadrilateral? Is that right?
Four-sided?
Yeah.
All right. Like a quadrilateral triangle?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it's at the lumbar area. Mm-hmm. So it sort of goes from the 12th rib down to the iliac crest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it plays a role in, again, and also the transverse processes, but plays an important role in sort of like extension and trunk stabilization as well. And then there's also the iliopsoas muscle, which sort of starts as the psoas and then sort of combines with the iliacus.
Oh, are you going to put iliacus in there too, are you?
Yeah, okay. I will say both together.
Because I reckon that's in the pelvis, but keep going.
Okay, well, let's just do psoas then. What's the psoas? Where is it? What's it do?
It comes from the spinous processes of maybe T12 down to the – probably down to L4.
Yeah.
And then attaches to the lesser trochanter
of the femur.
Yep.
Right.
So hip flexion. I'm just thinking if it's got anything else in there.
Oh, look, we'll go to it when we get to P.
Probably together, together flexing your
core. Oh, yeah. Core. Yes, very true. All right. Time-wise, last one is the diaphragm. So this is the superior boundary of the abdominal wall, and the diaphragm is a respiratory muscle. It's a skeletal muscle, and when it contracts, it changes the intrathoracic pressure so that we can breathe. So these are all the muscles of the abdominal wall. Do you like it?
Any clinical points?
No. The only point I'd like to say is you should get into the gym, do some sit-ups.
Hernias?
Yeah. What about them?
Just a weakness in the wall, the front?
Oh, yeah. So a hernia is any time an organ or structure moves through its designated boundaries.
Yeah. So that could be one.
Yeah.
Imbalances at the back, you might have a lordosis or maybe a lower scoliosis.
Nice, yeah.
If they've got imbalances in those muscles or even a positive psoas sign. Is like in an appendicitis, irritating that on flexion causes or elicits pain. So that could be if you have a person with potential appendicitis which will sit close to the right psoas, if you were to get them to hip flex, that could induce pain.
Well, there you go. And that, my friends, is the abdominal muscles.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.